Yeah, babe. Carla Blanton, Commerce Lexington, taking care of business. Hey, Carla.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks. I understand that Commerce Lexington has partnered with the Fayette County Public Schools on a bunch of initiatives over the year. Tell us about the one that you want to talk about this morning.
Sure. Well, the one I want to talk about this morning is actually, if you get the Herald Leader, it's on the front page of the Herald Leader, and we've talked about it a little bit before, but it's the Academies of Lexington. And yesterday, we were officially, Fayette County Public Schools was officially in Lexington declared a Ford Next Generation Learning City.
Cool.
And there are about 40 cities across the country, and what they're really trying to do, what we're really trying to do, is make sure that there's a strong connection among the high schools, higher education, and the business community so that students are graduating ready to go to college or ready to go to a career, and that from the business community's perspective, that we're making sure that students are learning things that are going to make them career ready. So whether they might want to get a certification and go into some sort of trade or work in advanced manufacturing, or whether they want to become a lawyer or a doctor or an engineer, we want to make sure that the schools are preparing students for those possibilities and that businesses are connected. And I think it's really paying off. We had a great day yesterday. Just a few quick examples. At Bryan Station, already through mid-November, they've had 275 hours donated to Bryan Station High School from the business community coming in and teaching classes and helping students get prepared and getting kids excited about learning.
Wow.
And we met a few students yesterday who just, I mean, if you saw him, you'd want to hire him immediately. There's a young man who has done an internship at a software company, and he has created an app, or he's created some software that's kind of similar to Yelp, where you rate things, but it's for websites, and people can rate whether those websites are providing legitimate information or not. So in this era of fake news, he's created something that will help people make a determination about whether whether the website is legitimate in providing legitimate information. There's another young woman who is going to graduate with a nursing certification. She wants to go on and go on to college and become a neonatal nurse, but she will, when she graduates, be ready to go into the medical field right away if she wanted to. So it's just a great opportunity for kids to be excited about learning, and the kids that we talked to yesterday were just really passionate about their education, which is great to see.
Doesn't that fire you up, see those kids like that?
It does. I think too often we focus on the negativity of the upcoming generation, but these students were so much more poised than I was at that age, and they're exciting kids. One of them has already been up in a plane, and he wants to play in the NBA, but his backup is he's going to become a pilot. So he's already been up in a plane and has experienced some of that firsthand. So it's really exciting.
That's really cool, Carla. Well, listen, I appreciate you sharing that with us, and congratulations.
All right. Thank you.